With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump postponing the 25% tariffs on most goods from Mexico. That will be for a month after a conversation with that country's president. The announcement comes after his Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said tariffs on both Canada and Mexico would likely be delayed. France says it will fill in the gap for Ukraine as the U.S. cuts military aid and intelligence.
In an interview with France Interradio, French Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu says France will continue to share sovereign military intelligence with Ukraine.
Russie n'est pas une menace.
Lecornu says Russia is accustomed to political survival through external aggression and that Europe must, quote, put our money where our mouth is. Statements by U.S. officials suggest it may be only a short suspension, part of President Trump's push to force President Zelensky into peace negotiations with Russia. In the meantime, European leaders are holding an emergency meeting in Brussels to discuss ways to shore up their own defenses and make sure Ukraine is protected. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Democratic Congressman from Texas Al Green has been censured by the House for disrupting President Trump's address to Congress this week. 10 Democrats joining with Republicans in today's censure vote. Some better-than-expected numbers about unemployment benefit claims.
Applications for jobless benefits declined last week. The Labor Department reports the number of Americans filing for unemployment dropped by 21,000 to 221,000 for the week ended March 1st. That is significantly fewer applications than the 236,000 that had been expected by economists.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Captain Dellinger, the fired head of a federal watchdog agency, says he's dropping his legal battle over his removal by President Trump. The case had been expected to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is SRN News. Women who have abortions are more likely to attempt suicide.
According to a new study in the Journal of Psychosomatic Obstetrics and Gynecology, 35% of women who have had an abortion will go on to try and take their own life. That's three times more than women who have not had the procedure. Dr. Ingrid Skop of the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute tells the Christian Post, quote, "We must believe these women who tell us directly that their abortion caused them harm." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China touting its persecution of Christians, the communist government has released a statement saying that its public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They've worked to curb the growth and spread of cults, mitigating potential threats to national security. China considers Christianity to be a cult and only allows worship inside heavily regulated state churches where the party is put first. This is SRN News. House Republicans pursuing a stopgap measure to keep the government funded through September, looking to shore up support for the continuing resolution with less than 10 days to prevent a government shutdown.
Speaker Mike Johnson has outlined plans for the measure, which is expected to extend funding at current levels through the end of the fiscal year, September 30th, and has the backing of President Trump. In a social media post on Wednesday, Mr. Trump said, quote, "Conservatives will love this bill," calling the continuing resolution, quote, "very important," but Republicans are facing pressure to do so without support from Democrats. Johnson told reporters Tuesday that he's hoping to release the text of the continuing resolution by the end of the week. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Alabama in 2024 became the first state to carry out a nitrogen gas execution. Now, at least two states looking to follow in its path. Louisiana is scheduled to execute a man with nitrogen gas on March 18th. Arkansas lawmakers are seeking to introduce nitrogen there after an 8-year pause in executions. More details at SRNnews.com.